over time. Vary your pattern and stay within your profile. Be non-threatening, keep them relaxed, mesmerize. Lull them into a sense of complacency. Know the opposition and their terrain intimately. Build in opportunity, but use it sparingly. Don't harass the opposition. Make sure they can anticipate your destination. Pick the time and the place for action. Any operation can be aborted. If it feels wrong, then it is wrong. Keep your options open. If your gut says to act, overwhelm their senses. Use misdirection, illusion, and deception. Hide small operative motions in larger non-threatening motions. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. When free in obscura, I.O., immediately change direction and leave the area. Break your trail and blend into the local scene. Execute a surveillance detection run designed to draw them out over time. Once is an accident, twice is a coincidence, but three times is an enemy action. Avoid static lookouts. Stay away from choke points where they can reacquire you. Select an I.O. or meeting site so you can overlook the scene. Keep any asset separated from you by time and distance until it is time. If the asset has surveillance, then the operation has gone bad. Only approach the site when you are sure it is clean. After the I.O. meeting or act is done, close the loop at a logical cover destination. Be aware of surveillance's time tolerance so they aren't forced to raise an alert. If an alert is issued, they must pay a price, and so must you. Let them believe they lost you. Act innocent. There is no limit to a human being's ability to rationalize the truth. Technology will always let you down. Never fall in love with your agent. Betrayal may come from within. Author's note. This book contains stories from two overlapping careers in the CIA that, combined, span 52 years. For reasons of clarity, we've chosen to write most of our stories from Tony's perspective, but we have also included some narratives that can only be told from Jonna's point of view. In those cases, we've told those stories, her stories, in third person. Throughout the book, first-person pronouns such as I and me refer to Tony. Introduction. Don't harass the opposition. It was still dark in Moscow on the morning of June 6, 2016. Sunrise would not come until 3:48 a.m. at this northern latitude. The temperature was cool, hovering around 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The YouTube video does not show these parameters, but they set the scene. Early morning, nighttime, and chilly. The images are grainy but clear enough to make out the incident. Point of view is a security camera focused on the facade of a building. A well-lit glass doorway occupies the center of the frame. Lower right on the screen, a bright yellow taxi emerges and pulls up to that doorway. A male figure steps out. In silhouette, we can see that the passenger is wearing a knit cap, pulled down low, and a light jacket over street clothes, but his face is obscured. He does not stop to pay the driver. He must have done so as they approached his destination. He takes three steps toward the doorway when a uniformed figure explodes out of a guard booth to the right of the frame. Moving blindingly fast, like an animated figure out of a cartoon, the guard attacks him and slams him to the ground. This is all in the first 4 seconds of a one-minute video. What's happening is that the Federal Security Service, FSB, the successor to the KGB, is attacking a U.S. citizen who is trying to enter the American embassy, located in the Preznensky district in Moscow city center. The American is an officer assigned to the U.S. embassy. Blindsided, he is thrown to the ground, pinned on his back. The Russian throws punches at him from above, almost as if the two were engaged in a World Wrestling Entertainment street brawl. Amazingly, while the Russian flays away at him, the American manages to kick and slide his way toward the two glass doors separating him from the safety of his embassy, U.S. sovereign territory. After 20 seconds, it's clear that the American is making progress, although the Russian is still raining blows on him. 5 seconds later, the officer is close enough to reach back and just touch the right-hand portion of the glass door. The door must have an electronic sensor on it because it opens almost instantly. The Russian struggles to maintain control, and yet the American is somehow able to swing one leg up and through the opening. A second later, the American lifts his other leg through the door and begins shoving back against the frame, pushing the two of them deeper into the American embassy foyer. They are clearly on American soil now. However, the Russian doesn't let up and continues to pummel the American with blows. The screen goes black. It is not clear at what point in the attack the American's collarbone was broken, but he was evacuated.